The key principles of positive behavior support. Positive behavior support, PBS, is a person-centered approach that has shown incredible results when implemented to support individuals with learning disabilities, autism, mental ill health, or any complex need. In this blog, we'll be going over the principles of positive behavior support and how it can improve an individual's quality of life. At Leaf Complex Care, we take a PBS approach to care, prioritizing the needs and preferences of individuals in their journey. Positive behavior support meaning. Positive behavior support aims to understand individuals who display behaviors that challenge. Additionally, this approach provides proper support to individuals and helps them develop new skills to improve their quality of life. PBS doesn't strictly focus on eliminating behavior that challenges and instead creates an environment where an individual is understood and provided with alternative behaviors that benefit them. Therefore, PBS focuses on understanding the factors contributing to challenging behaviors. This approach has given positive results for individuals with a learning disability, autism, or any challenging behavior. It's important to get an overview of the core principles of PBS in order to understand this approach better. Principles of positive behavior support PBS. Positive behavior support is a complex approach consisting of many key elements. PBS is built upon the understanding that behaviors that challenge serve a purpose for the individual displaying them. Therefore, there are a few key principles of positive behavior support that focus on creating a positive environment which helps understand the individual and provide them with the required support. Person-centered approach. PBS believes that individuals should be at the center of their own support. This means that the individuals displaying behaviors that challenge should be involved in the planning and implementing their support strategies as much as possible. The person-centered approach underlines the importance of respecting one's dignity and autonomy. Additionally, this helps identify the individual's strengths and abilities, which professionals can later help enhance. The family members of the individual receiving support can also be involved in the PBS planning. This type of approach allows for the strategies and support plan to be tailored-made based on the individual's needs, which later on brings positive outcomes. Positive reinforcement. Positive performance is at the core of PBS, and it involves providing positive consequences for a specific behavior which increases the likelihood of that behavior being repeated in the future. It's crucial to remember that PBS focuses on building and developing skills instead of punishing individuals for behaviors that challenge. What's more, PBS believes that negative reinforcement increases challenging behavior and does not improve an individual's quality of life. Therefore, positive reinforcement can be a powerful tool that can help individuals learn new patterns and ways to communicate their needs while eliminating challenging behavior. Lastly, when professionals use positive reinforcement during their time together, individuals are more likely to feel empowered to engage in positive behavior and develop their skills. Partnership and teamwork. The strength and nature of the relationship between the support workers and the individual requiring support are crucial. Although support workers and carers should always strive to establish a professional interpersonal connection, it's crucial for the individual requiring support to see the carer as a friend. This builds trust, comfort, and rapport that can later benefit the person's behavior and overall support. Additionally, building this relationship can help identify specific behaviors, likes, dislikes, potential risks and triggers, which will later benefit the proactive strategies of positive behavior support. Assessment-based intervention. The assessment-based intervention is a crucial principle of positive behavior support and one of the main reasons why the approach is effective. Assessing and gathering data on an individual's behaviors that challenge helps PBS professionals to understand the reason and the unmet need for a specific challenging behavior, develop and implement strategies for a positive behavior support plan, gain insight into the progress of the support plan. Hence, it's essential to involve family members and the individuals requiring support while developing a PBS plan. Being preventative, not just reactive. Positive behavior support uses proactive strategies to eliminate or minimize behaviors that challenge from occurring. Additionally, these strategies build supportive environments that promote positive behaviors. Proactive strategies can include Environmental modifications supportive relationships providing opportunities for choice positive reinforcement building new skills or leveraging on existing ones structured routines outcome-based approach. Positive behavior support is an outcome-based approach, which means that PBS strategies are developed to achieve specific goals or outcomes. This might include minimizing or eliminating challenging behavior, providing healthy alternatives to meet needs, enhancing positive social interactions, positive reinforcement, improving the general quality of life. The outcome of positive behavior support is measured by the person's behavior over time and whether or not they have achieved these outcomes. Therefore, the focus of PBS is not solely on the process of implementing PBS strategies but on the actual outcomes achieved by those interventions. It's crucial to remember that this approach underlines the importance of measuring progress and making adjustments based on the individual's needs. How LEAF Complex Care is applying the principles of PBS. At LEAF Complex Care, we support individuals and provide person-centered care rooted in PBS principles. We understand the value of positive behavior support and firmly believe in its power to make a difference in people's quality of life. Our support workers are trained in PRO-ACTS-CIPR, a whole approach to supporting individuals with or at risk of displaying behaviors that challenge. Additionally, this approach underlines proactive strategies to minimize the need for reactive strategies. We provide CQC-regulated care in Bristol, Exeter, SLU, Somerset and the Midlands. If you want to learn more about positive behavior support or discover how we can help you, please get in touch with our team. At LEAF Complex Care, read more about other topics. Blog Global Developmental Delay. Global developmental delay is a term used when children show a delay in reaching major developmental milestones typical for peers of the same age. Common areas of developmental delay include. Read more. Blog Spinal cord injury. Spinal cord injuries cover all types of damage to the spinal cord and nerve roots in the spinal column. A spinal cord injury may impair strength, sensation, and mobility in the. Read more. Blog What are the 7 stages of dementia? Dementia is a term that describes memory loss in an individual, especially for older adults. It is associated with difficulty in thinking, language, and problem-solving struggles. Read more.